Support comes from World Harvest Foods and Strawberry Fields Cafe, 306 West Springfield and Urbana. Strawberry Fields Cafe features organic salads, sandwiches, and hot dishes, including vegan and gluten-free options. Also gourmet coffee and tea, desserts, and smoothies. Now serving breakfast Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. and Saturday from 8 to 11.
It's 8:56, 33 degrees outside our WIOL studios in Urbana. Time to check on the commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and we have drier, warmer weather, maybe even heat in Argentina and southern Brazil, and that's pushed beans up again. Yesterday we had beans up 13 to 14 early, but they only closed up 3.5 to 4. Corn, actually, after being up 1 to 2 early, closed down 4 to 5, one off their low. And today, with that heat in southern hemisphere, we've got corn up 2 to 3, March up 2 and 3 quarters at 356 and a quarter, the December up 2 and 3 quarters at 342 and a quarter, July up 2 and 3 quarters at 372 and 3 quarters. Beans are up 14 to 15, January's 10, 13 and 3 quarters, up 15, we've been up 15 and a half, and we have the March beans up 15 and three quarters at 10.26. So heat and dry, and Argentina and southern Brazil pushing the beans higher. Outside markets, we've got hogs down 25 at 71.42. They think they might get to 72 after, you know, a week or so ago being lower. The cattle for February up 70 at 121.87. And the feeder cattle for January at 150.37, up 42. Outside markets, the bonds are unchanged. They've been down half a point to up a little. Gasoline's up 144 points at 170.62. Crude oil, 57.49 a barrel, up a couple. But it's the big news is the South American dry weather. Beans now up 16. Corn up 3.25.
All right. Thank you very much, Pete. We appreciate it. Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities over in Normal joining us on this Tuesday. Another note for you here on the export inspections report from yesterday. On the corn side, it indicated just 586,000 metric tons in corn shipments during the week of November 30th, a drop of just over 8% from the previous week and just half the shipments for that week in 2016. Meanwhile, soybean exports for the week rose a bit to 1.8 million metric tons. That was an increase of about 4.5% over the previous week, but 6.5% lower than last year at this time. Let's take a look at current conditions here in the WIOL listening area on this Tuesday morning. Oh, about 20-25 degrees colder than it was at this time yesterday. Right now in Urbana, 33 degrees, relative humidity at 60%, barometric pressure 30.01 inches and rising. And elsewhere around the listening area, 30 degrees right now with fair skies in Bloomington Normal. The wind out of the west there gusting up to 29 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and 32 indicator. West wind gusting up to 24 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies, 33 degrees in Danville. West wind gusting to 32 miles per hour. 34 degrees, cloudy skies still at this hour in Charleston, Mattoon. West wind gusting to 23 miles per hour. And 33 degrees right now in Rantoul with the west wind gusting up to 29 miles per hour. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, partly cloudy, breezy, and colder, and a high of 40 degrees. West wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting up to 35. Partly cloudy skies tonight, and will drop to a low of 26. Southwest wind 10 to 15. Partly cloudy skies again for the day tomorrow, and will top out with a high of 41 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.